Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Ksubis, Pevav Amid Beis. The top of the Yom, the Gemara says, Bominei Rami Bar Chama Merav Chista. Hareze Giteich, Veloy Tisgarshi by El Alach HaShloishim Yoin. You gave her a get, and you did the Maisin Sinas Gerushin, you put the get on her hand, but you said that the get shouldn't be Chal till after 30 days. Its MS is, there's a big Machlokes Rishonim, are we talking about over here that he said, Me'ach Shavu La'ach HaShloishim, or he just said La'ach HaShloishim? Truth is over here, he was even Madgish, like Lahedio, Veloy Tisgarshi by El Alach HaShloishim. B'chol, even though it's a machlokes, are we talking about with me'achshav or not? And this might have repercussions in the sugya. But either way, we're going when he said hareiz agitech v'loy tizgar shiboy elol achash loyshim yoim and v'holcha v'hinichosoy b'tzidei rishas harabim. Kipshutoy, the get, the entire 30 days was gnoy over there in the tzidei rishas harabim. There are those that say no, that the ikar focus is where it is exactly at the end of the 30 days. But let's go kipshutoy, the entire 30 days, the get, and still, 30 days later, is still remains in tzidei rishas harabim. Clears the Gemara Mahu. And we have to understand, the way Tosfos speaks out, if the get would be in Rishus HaRabim, it's Mashma, that wouldn't be a Shaila. That's what Tosfos tells on the top over here. Rami Bar Chama is clearing his Shaila by Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And obviously he's clearing that maybe Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is more of a Siba that you could be Zoicha. Kepshute, the get really is supposed to be in her Chatzar, in her unique Chatzar. Now, B'chol, if we're going to handle that, there are a fan of that the get maybe could be, I mean, he already did the Maisa Nesina 30 days ago, but he said it can't be Chal to La'achar Shloishim, and we need the get still to be in her jurisdiction by the end of the Shloishim. And Rami Bar Chama is clamoring, what's the din if it's in Sidei Rishus HaRabim? So again, it's Meduyik. Rishus HaRabim itself, Avadi, wouldn't be good. Hagam, Tosa says, it's a Tema. The Gemara, on one hand, in Ksubis Staf Lamed Aleph, earlier in Elon Aris says that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is good for Kenyan. And it's borrowed that Avad Rami Bar Chama wasn't clearing by Rishus HaRabim itself, because then he could have cleared by Rishus HaRabim. It's mashma that Rishus HaRabim for sure is not good, and the shah was only by Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Luma said we have to know there are two other Rishuyos, Simto and an Agam, which Lachara maybe are even better than Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And it's interesting, and Tosfos has a Tarask about this also, which is better of the two, Simto or Agam. The Chalif, and that was the Shailah of Rami Bar Chama, whether the get is going to be good if it's in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara Zacharias, Amalei Einem Agureshes. Mid Ravu Shmuel. The Ravu Shmuel, Dami Tarvayev, Hushat Tziburun, Menachem, Rishus HaRabim. And Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Kirishus HaRabim, Domi. The Gemara brings a raya from the Sugya of earlier by Ravu Shmuel that said that in a case when Yisoyimim Yarshin Nechosim of their father, but it wasn't mamash in their rishus, and therefore we allow the balchoiv, the isha, to be goive and toifis those nechassim. And there was a question that arose where those nechassim were, and Rabbi Shmuel said that the nechassim were tziburin and munachin in rishus harabim. And then the Gemara, without blinking, says, "Yeah, oh, and see, the rishus harabim is exactly like rishus harabim." Which be'etzim, as the etzim pshat, it's mamash apella. How could the Gemara declare that it would be a raya from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel said that in rishus harabim it's no good, meaning that someone else could be toifis it? And that's a tzustal to Rami Bar Chama's Shaila. Ho, come on, Rami Bar Chama wasn't clearing by Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. He was only clearing by Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and not Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos says, yeah, but on the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel on the other end had said, only if it's a Simta, then it's different. And Simta is already more than Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. But B'chalif, the Gemara asks a different kasha, though. Ad Rabbi, maybe there's a reason that it should be Megureshes, Mid Rav Nachman. From a member of Domer Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravu, Ho, Imelech Haveru, Meshach Parazu, Valaitiya, Kenuyelach, Ad Lach, Ashleishim Yoim, Kona. And once again, there's a machlekes rishonim. Are we talking over here that he said mi'achshavona baltzen? But akoponim, it says that you can't even in the agam. And the Gemara assumes my love hainu agam hainu at tzidei rishus harabim. All of a sudden, fakert tzidei rishus harabim is exactly like agam. To which the Gemara is doichaloi agam lechudei v'tzidei rishus harabim lechud. Maybe it's not the same thing. Yikadamri, the other way around, the same shakalataria. On the original shaila of Rami Bar Chama, the answer was amalei that it is megureshes, and the first attempt was it's arrived from Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said that by Agam it's good, and the assumption is that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is like Agam Domi, and the Dichoy back is no other Rabbi, ain't a Megureshes mid Rav Shmuel. My love, Hainu Rishus HaRabim, Hainu Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Loi Rishus HaRabim Lachud, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Lachud. Zachinu though that we have four Madregas, Lachar Rishus HaRabim for sure is no good. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is the Iker focus of the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama, and we have that Agam and Simta maybe are better, but between Agam and Simta himself, Tosfos also finds a stira whether Agam is better than Simta or Simta is better than Agav. But Tosfos also speaks out, and it's a big machlekes. Tosfos shita is the Ravid, many Rishonim, that the sugya of here is only when he said me'achshav. Then we can start handling that maybe agam or a simta is good. But if he didn't say me'achshav, then avada, it's only going to be chal, the parah, the kinyan in the para or the gerushin if the get is mamish munach bechotzer. Mamish munach in her chotzer. That's shitas toises varayvit. L'umazeh, many of the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ran, they say punk fakert. The sugi is dafka when he did not say me'achshav. And then there's a topic about agam. It could be fakert if he said me'achshav, then maybe even if it's in Rishus Arab and Mamish, you're still kind of the para. And I would go a step further. Maybe l'gabi gittin, even if the get already is burnt and not around, it's already chalam afreya from the me'achshav. There are various other shittas and nuances, but it's interesting is that in the shittas of Rambam, Pashta Shulchan Aruch also, there's a split. Because it's interesting, the Gemara compared Gittin to Knias Parah. I mean, that was one of the rais, Midir Rav Nachman. But the Rambam Manase, and this detail makes a split. Lagabi Hilchis Mechira, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says you need Me'achshav. And then it's Chal, even by Imid Ba'agam, but you need to say Me'achshav. By Gittin, Hilchis Gittin, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam was Mashm, even if he didn't say Me'achshav. The Achroinim Amavar, the flow over here, the Ktsois, they want to say that it's Cholok. By Gerishin, it's easier to be able to be Chal. Gerishin doesn't need a kinyan, it's enough nesina. Gerishin is able to be bal karcha. That's why Gerishin is maybe more prone, that it's easier to be chal even without me'achshav. Akoponim, those were the gedorim of the kinyan. Again, Rami Bar Chama Shaila was by Tzidi Rosh Hasharabim. It's mashm Rosh Hasharabim bevadi not chal. The attempted rias were from Simta, from Agam, and from Rosh Hasharabim itself. We went through the various levels. And Al Kolona, we have the machlekes Rishonim. Are we talking about me'achshav or not me'achshav? The Mishnah says, we're going to go weiter. If someone tells his wife to be the chenveni, she's going to run his store, she's going to run his businesses, she's the apotropis to be make masu matan for his and yonim, to be moicher, the yain, the peiris, and the chanus, and all the different things of his asokim, so he can at any interval be mashbir her. Did you take anything? He can kasei there be on task being mashbir her. Now the emesis, the Ran speaks out, the Rishonim, it's mefurish though. It's a mefurish mishnah in Shavuos daf mem hey, this etzem concept of this mishnah. Eilun ish bon shaloi betayna hashutfin ho arisen ho apetrupsin v'ha ishani senes v'ni senes b'tei chabayis. So if she's an apetrupsin, or emes the mishnah mefurish says ishani senes v'ni senes b'tei chabayis, so it's avada always included. That's the din, and avada that is it's this sugi is the end of din of the mishnah in Shavuos daf mem hey. Or it was neschadash here. There be certain details that are neschadash here. Al Roisham is about the Machlekes Tanakam and Abelazer, but various other Chalushim also the Rishonim want to say are Neschadashir. But B'shoy Rish Adin, it's Taka Yene Sugya. B'cholifin, the Gemara says though, to find, so the Tanakama says that he's allowed to be Mashbir her as he is to any apotropis as sort. Rabelazer says, no, Afilu al Pilcha v'Lisosa, even Mamish basics in the house, on the little the things about the weaving and the Pilcha and the Isosa and the food, on anything he can say, there be on guard, oh, did you take anything extra? Clears the Gemara, Iboilu, what's Pshan and Shitas Rabelazer? Rabbi Lezer, like a Gilgal comer, is Rabbi Lezer Betzim not overdoing it? He's just saying that when you were Mamani, your wife is an apotropis, and you're already being mashbir about the inyonim in the stores and the asokim, you could also even harass her about the Isa and the Pilcha. But without the fact that she's a chenveni and you're being Megalgal, the original Shavua, then it's not stamazay that you could be mashbir. Oidul Manol, the Gemara is another side, lechatchila comer, that Rabbi Lezer literally holds stamazay, a guy's allowed a kasei to tell his wife every month, did you eat anything? Did you take anything? Did you do anything? Zok the Gemara, Toshma. I'm a little Rabbi Lezer, that the reason that Tanakama argued Rabbi Lezer is because he said it's ridiculous. Now it's like not shaykh, and the Gemara says, if you understood that Rabbi Lezer meant that stamazay lechatchila, you're allowed to be mashbir all the time, that makes sense. That the retort back is that it's nochesh bekfifa. It's only aide gilgul, man. Afkala mino, sachakol, it's gilgul shvua. And for the Gemara, no, don't overdo it. Even if it would only be else gilgul, it still makes sense this taina. The armor, like even the kadaikis, basroi, kuli haila, metzina, the odderadoch. Toshma, the Gemara, those bring a final raido. Hareisha, like potter, sishtim, and a nedr, man, a shvua, vaishi, vechen, vinus, a shimina, patrupio, hareisha, mushbia, cause man, shiirtse. But that's only if he was mashbir as an apotropis, aber loy hoshiva chenvenes v'loy min apotropis any yochel hashbia. That was the Tanakama. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Meforish Afal Pisha loy hoshiva chenvenes v'loy min apotropia. Harei ze mazbia kol zman sheyirtze she'en loch ishe shleinas apotropis she'achas b'chayi bayla al pilcha v'al isosa. Amar loy ein adam doram nechash b'kifah. But akuponim, you see that Rabbi Lezer shite was shmamina lechatchila shmamina. So Rabbi Lezer avad is way beyond the tsugin shvuas daf mem hey. A husband is kaseidu al arabi teveh. The Tanakama argues. Now the shaila is, why does the Tanakama argue? So Tosha says, like a parish, Shapirish Bakunchis, that the Tanakama argues because he doesn't hold that there's a din of Gilgul Shvuah. Because the Chor, the Tanakama, if you learn that Rabbi Lezer is only when it's Aliyah Day Gilgul, then why is the Tanakama arguing? What happened to Gilgul Shvuah? So maybe there's no Gilgul Shvuah and the Rabbanon de Keshvuah. Pashtas, this Shvuah from Shvuah Smenhe is only the Rabbanon de Keshvuah. Can they write some maybe, but it's a Shah. There's Machlai Keshvashan and what Taikif of Shvuah is in the Sugi there in Shvuah. But I can point that there's no Gilgul. But Taisa says you could say a different Shah. He brings him a card from the Rishalmi that the time of the Rabbanon is because it can't be because in Yet Armakan they won't be Shalim bias. Like whenever she'll break any Kalim at the house, what you want to treat her like a Shemachinim or a Shemachar? Mistarbe even like a shemarchinam not because otherwise there won't be shalom bais. As I bring Tosfos and the Makoros from the Yerushalmi, an interesting hashlamat this is very interesting is the machlokes Rambam and Ravid in Hilchas Ishus Perek Chaf Aleph Halachates. The Rambam says the Ishus Sheshavra Kalim. If a lady during the household stamazay breaks Kalim, the Eishah Isim Lachteh, she's potter. And the Rambam says, Mefurish, Ve'ein ze min hadin she is chayiv, el etzat hakona, shen ein hata oimer kein, ein shloim bayis, lo'ilam, el nimtzin is heris, v'nim nas, v'nim ha'malachas, v'nim tzis katam inim. She's going to end up not doing work, she's always worried she's going to start breaking things, memela she won't do anything, and then there's going to be a katata. So the Rambam is be'etzim coming off the mokar l'chayris from this Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings. On the other hand, the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, Omer Avram, Loimin Hashem Huzeh. That, I mean, he agrees to the din that she's not chayiv to pay if she breaks anything in the house. But he says, it's not Min Hashem Huzeh that it's a takana for Shalom Bayis. But rather, the reason is because it's Shmira Babaylam, Shu Sachala Bechol Shah, since he's Sachala, so it's considered Shmira Babaylam. And we know that Shia Babaylam is Pater. The Ravid is taking it a step further, even Mazik. It's Mazik B'Shoigig L'Chari B'Pashtis. But there's a big tumult about this, but the Ravid sheet is that on the din of Bolavimoy, there's a Ptur, even Lagabe, Pshia. But the Rambam was taka. Al-Stakonas Chacham of Shloim Bayis is the Svar that Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi, Lagabishita's Tanakama in the Sugya over here.